My guest, Ginny Fox, founded the Peace Flag Project about 11 years ago. I've always been fascinated about it, and I have known Ginny for many years. Actually, I did not know, right? We've known each other for a long time.
We have. We go back a long way.
Since our boys. Yeah, since our boys were in school together. Ginny's professional background is as an editor and writer at McGraw-Hill Books and Random House. If I knew that, I had forgotten. So we have even more in common than all the other stuff we have in common. While living in New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, Ginny pursued photography at the School of Visual Arts International Center for Photography, and also with Kristen Street, the Kristen Street at Moses Brown School, and she's had a lifelong interest in the arts, all things wonderful, and I am so excited to hear more about this amazing event that's happening this Saturday, September 19th. It is as part of the Month of Peace, which is also Yoga Month. September is Yoga Month and Month of Peace, so I'm sure that's no coincidence. And Ginny Fox, welcome to Reading with Robin.
Well, thank you. It's great to talk to you as well. We do go back a long way, and it's wonderful.
We do.
To connect our two different lives now. So,
I know. You know, something
that's
funny.
Yeah,
and it's funny. Like, we have all of these different lives, and I was at a meeting earlier today with amazing women, and it's like, you know, it's all part of who we are, but we walk around sometimes wearing different hats, but we're always, I mean, if you are the kind of person that put together this Peace Flag Project, you always, I mean, you sign your emails peace. You know, you must be very peaceful, Ginny. Are you very peaceful?
Well, I do try, and it is my approach to things. I'm not perfectly peaceful the way the world cannot be perfectly peaceful, but it is the way I think about things. I try when I deal with people or situations to keep a kind of openness and a calm to see what is and to see how we could make it better. So in that sense, I'm peaceful, but I'm not always, you know, calm in the supermarket or, you know, something like that.
Well, the supermarkets do tend to bring out a whole other side of us. And so even incredibly sane people can be whipped into mania at the supermarket. So Peace Fest Rhode Island is this year's UN Peace Day event, downtown Providence, Burnside Park, Kennedy Plaza. That is this Saturday, September 19th from 1 to 4:30. I hear it's going to be gorgeous out. And what's the best way for people, should they go to peaceflagproject.org, is that the best, or the Facebook page?
Well, I think, they can go to peaceflagproject.org, but I think I would go to the Facebook page. It's easier to keep current, and we have an event page. It's Peacefest RI on Facebook, and you can sign up, you can invite friends. And we've done a lot of postings to tell people what's going to be happening during the day. That we're in the first part of it, from between 1 and 3, we are going to have activities like making a peace flag or a peace crane or a peace pinwheel. And you can have your face painted. And we'll have tie-dye. And there will be those kinds of activities that are related to peace. And that actually people are doing these things all over the world, and because it is the International Day of Peace. But we'll also have entertainment. The wonderful Phil Edmonds is going to be there, and the fabulous Len Cabral is going to be telling stories. Everyone does. And we have this amazing puppeteer, Dan Butterworth, who does he has these incredible puppets and a staging, and he has a stage that he rides around on a bicycle. So he's very
so
creative
cool.
about reaching out to people. And so he will be there. We're going to have a large community art project that all of the peace flags that are made that day are going to be put on this flag, and that is like 18 feet by 9 feet, and it's going to be quite an enterprise, a lovely communal art project.
Well, I love that. I love that community sense. I'm just imagining that as you're talking about it, and so everybody can, even people that would say to you probably, Ginny, but I'm not artistic and I want to participate. It sounds like there's a way for everybody to get in on this, and I'm speaking with Ginny Fox. Oh, okay. That's right. I was going to just remind people because, you know, they could just be tuning in now. Ginny Fox, the Peace Flag Project, and we are on Peace Best, our Facebook page. And the Facebook pages really are a great way to keep people posted. So
I must say I'm a fan. I never thought I would be, but
I know it happens.
Love Facebook.
It
and
happens,
I'd love to
I know.
Use it. It's a great way to get information out. Mm-hmm. It's also, I have also learned so much on it about all of these good organizations. Doing
so many
amazing
organizations
work in the world, and I thought I knew a
I
lot
know.
Before.
Well, you do, and now you know even more.
Now
and there's
going to
be and food trucks and other entertainment.
Yes.
So
we are,
so
and then we're having the next portion is a dance portion.
Oh
and
wow!
We're doing a peace dance. Which, if you go on the events page or on the Peace Flag Project Facebook page, you, or even my personal page, there's a dance you can learn. And if you, even if you don't know it, you can just stand there and sway and snap your fingers and have a very good time and be part of it. And we also have some surprises in there. That's all I will tell you about that.
You got to keep them wanting more because that's a lot of activities from 1 to 4:30. And if I didn't have such a major conflict where, you know, I'm presenting something, I would have been there. I see the non-corporate organizations attending, the Center for Nonviolence and Peace Studies, URI, the Rhode Island Coalition Against Gun Violence, Providence Books Through Bars. I have to learn more about that. I saw books. I got excited.
Yes. Well, you should. It's books for prisoners. And so it's just something to for people to keep up on either their interests or develop their skills or knowledge. So it's a wonderful project. But we have that whole part of the event so that people will get to see, to highlight these nonprofits. There are so many wonderful nonprofits in this state. And
there really are.
We have
it's
the
amazing.
Highest number of nonprofits per capita.
Do we? You know something? As you were saying that, I was thinking not only do we have the restaurants, the extravagant amount of fabulousness in our restaurants, but as I was looking at some of these and thinking about some of the people that I know that are have started nonprofits or are doing amazing work in nonprofits, I was thinking Rhode Island may just have the most. And that's true.
It is, apparently.
I was going to make it up.
No, I think it's. I think we are speaking the truth. We might.
I think so.
Someone might tell us we're wrong, but.
No,
I love living here, I think. It is quite an amazing place. We're 1 million people, and so much good happens. It's one of the things, actually, I feel about peace and this event. All of this is in celebration of the UN International Day of Peace, which takes place all over the world. There are thousands and thousands of celebrations, millions of people in every country of the world, probably but North Korea, get to celebrate somehow. And it's a day for ordinary people to come together in peace. And so I like that it's a day for us. You know, it's a day that we can create something that reflects peace, that in, you know, some part of peace that interests us. And it's we're part of a worldwide celebration. So it's a really
powerful thing. So we're peace, we're peace
thing.
Of the peace.
We're exactly. Peace. Very good, Robin.
Thank you, Miss Ginny. And so, I'm reading from the I was looking over some of the press materials, and it's so well. First of all, I love your logo, and this is Ginny
Thank
Fox.
You.
And so you've put together, you're welcome, the Peace Project, the Providence Peace Flag Project, as a nonprofit, which is no small feat. And as you say, that you know, per capita, we rule. Rhode Island rules. But so, where did that idea and how did that come to, you know, because that's a big project. You know, what was it for you where you said, this is something that's really important, and if people would like to reach you, you can find Ginny Fox at 862-9348, and as always, you know, as we were saying, go to the Peace Best RI Facebook page, or if all else fails, robin@readingwithrobin.com, and I will forward you on to Ginny Fox. So, yeah, how did that come about, that idea?
Well, it came about when I was doing something else, like so many things in life. I started making peace flags as a kind of part of a spiritual journey. And I was doing them, and I did them first with my sister, who was also inspired by Tibetan prayer flags, which are the original flags that drew me to this idea. But I like the idea of making my own flags, my own wishes and hopes for the world and expressing them. And I made them and was hanging them in my side yard. And either before we started the Peace Flag Project, and we were having our house painted that year. And the painter said, those flags are great. So I blessed the painter's flag. And, you know, it was a
so
wonderful,
cool,
heart-opening experience. And then a few months later, I met a woman, a Quaker, Jane McGuire, who was doing something similar. And so we decided to join forces and form the Peace
Love
Flag
it.
Project. And
oh, I love
the rest
that.
Is history. We just
and you go into
started
the school
small and here.
That's so what do you go into the schools and do this with kids and have
in,
like a teacher
yeah.
connection to that? Yeah.
We do. We're invited into lots of schools. We've also done after school programs and we've done them throughout Rhode Island. We also do them with community organizations, religious organizations, sort of Sunday schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at festivals. This month, last weekend we were at the Heritage Festival, that amazing festival that focuses on
that
the diversity
too.
Of Rhode
yeah.
Island. And then the last Sunday we were at the Roger Williams Park Zoo for the Day of Honor, which honors soldiers and policemen and firemen.
Yes.
So, which is such, I think, a part of peace to be grateful for the
yes,
good hard work of these people. And for me, peace is anything that makes the world better, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have
no,
a
it's very broad.
Definition
yeah, but.
Because I think
which
it's something,
should be,
it just
right.
means something positive. If you're
exactly.
working for something positive, you are making the world better and more peaceful. So I think that's good. And I guess part of my journey has been also to emphasize things that are good, that are positive. I think too often in our culture, we get negative information. We're bombarded with negative stories in
yes.
the newspapers and various media. And I believe that the situation is actually quite different and that we just don't get the news that good things are happening. People
of
are
course.
All
of course
over
you don't.
The world.
Right. Blood leads. Blood and whatever leads, whatever they say. But there are so
yeah.
many wonderful things happening. And that's why I love the organizations that are doing, you know, and I like shining a light on them. And those are the new stories I like. And they will do segments like that sometimes. And you go, wow, look at all this awesome stuff. And that mm-hmm. people are doing things that kids are putting together. And it's nice to give some airtime to that, you know, to those who are bringing, you know, people together in positive ways. And it's the month of peace is September. And Ginny Fox is the instigator now. Is the fundraiser.
Or organizer.
The fundraising organizer, of course. The Providence Peace Flag Project. And that big event that is part of a larger worldwide event is happening this Saturday, September 19th. It will be a gorgeous day from 1 to 4:30. It's at Burnside Park, Kennedy Plaza, right in downtown Providence. And visit the Facebook page because there is so much going on and that you just want to be a part of it and bring the family. Everybody can come to this and park wherever. I'm not, you know, that's always my favorite question. I'm like, just find a place and park or drive together. Carpool. It's Rhode Island. Carpool.
That's a great idea. But it's downtown, so there is a lot of parking.
There's plenty. And before I let you go, too, I want to hear about this award that you're giving, the first annual Living Peace Award that you will be giving.
Yes. Yes. This is something we're just starting this year. And it's being given to Stupan Tendar, who is a Tibetan teacher and a spiritual leader who is Tibetan, but because of the situation in Tibet, was born in
mm-hmm.
India. And he came to this country as a refugee, but he has been at the University of Rhode Island for several years now and has finally
mm-hmm.
become a U.S. citizen.
Oh,
he
wow.
is one of these
Fabulous.
People that just embodies peace. You know, he teaches about peace. He lives peace. And when you're with him, it's an incredible experience. And giving this award is one way to highlight the good people of this state, the good people doing amazing work, and Tupin is one of them, and we're so pleased and proud to have him as a Rhode Islander and as a U.S. citizen. He's a great asset to our state and in creating and improving the peace in Rhode Island.
So well, we need plenty of peace in Rhode Island. I'm glad that that is getting, you're highlighting him. And how old is he? So is he still a student there?
He's working for a PhD.
Oh, okay. So he's
so
a young
he's
man.
Yeah, he's a young man.
Yeah, he's a young man. So he will be receiving this award on Saturday the 19th as part of the Peace Flag Project and First Annual Living Peace Award. That must have been hard to pick for the first annual. I mean, that's a really big, I mean, it's an honor anyway, but to be the first one, it's, you know, big.
Well, he somehow just came to the top of the list.
That's awesome when that happens, right?
It's just who he is and how all of us who deal with him, you know, as colleagues or as students or as those people studying Buddhism, any people like that are struck by Tupin and his way in the world. He's worked with and has been taught by the Dalai Lama, and who had a big influence on his life. And
wow.
The Dalai Lama encourages people, to his spiritual people, to also study science and to be out in the world and to know how things work so that Buddhism or religion in general isn't something just kind of isolated, but it's part of how people think about the world. And
mm-hmm.
The Buddhists are not just in the monasteries, but they are thoughtful people among us, studying physics and chemistry and all of these things.
Yeah, people don't realize that. So, yeah, that's what's really interesting, because there's the perception is not that. And thank you for educating us, because there's a lot really to learn, and people can visit the peaceflagproject.org, find the information about Saturday's events on the Facebook page, and, you know, go and have a great time and bring some more peace to our beautiful city and spread it beyond. And I'm so excited to speak to you, Jenny. This is really awesome. And I look forward to next year's, when hopefully I will not have a conflict, you know, on the date.
We'll arrange it earlier.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that for checking in with me. Jenny Fox, find her on Facebook and also at thepeaceflagproject.org. Her phone number is 862-9348, and that is happening this Saturday, September 19th, from 1 to 4:30, downtown Providence, Burnside Park, Kennedy Plaza. Check it out and enjoy the afternoon. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much, Robin.